from Chapter 2, Getting Help. Why shouldn't I stop taking my medications? You may reach a point when you think you can go on without your medication. All of our patients have thought this. When your medications are working as they should, and you're feeling much better, it's easy to think that you no longer need them. Once you've stopped taking them and the side effects have faded away, you'll feel fine, which seems to be further evidence that life without medication is fine. Then, weeks later, you'll have another episode of hypomania, mania, depression, or all three, and you're back to where you started, or worse. We want to encourage you not to take this route. Think of a factory that takes several weeks to produce its products. That's what your brain is. A factory that constantly produces neurotransmitters, their receptors, new nerve cells, brain fertilizers, and much more. But the factory is slow. The drugs you take boost this factory's output of products. If you stop taking the drugs, the boost you started weeks ago is still moving through your system, independent of the drugs that started the process. This is how you're fooled into thinking that you don't need drugs. You've stopped them. You're free of any of the uncomfortable side effects that constantly served to remind you that you were taking medications in the first place. There's nothing that tells you that the medication's helpful effects are still working weeks after your last pill. You might even say, well, then I'll just stop taking my medications until I relapse, and then go back on my meds until I'm feeling better. What's wrong with that? Plenty. Think of a sprained ankle. Every time you sprain your ankle, it makes that ankle a little weaker. It takes less force to cause another sprain. The brain is actually similar. We want to prevent relapses, not just to spare you from suffering. Each time you relapse, you become more vulnerable to future episodes, more frequent episodes, more severe episodes, episodes resistant to medications, and episodes brought on by little or no stress. You don't want to go there. So please, when you're feeling well and you're convinced you don't need medication, pause. Pick up this book. Find this chapter. Read this section again. Stay on your medications and consult with your psychiatrist.